You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast, and this is Napod Pomo for Sunday, the 21st of November. And this is probably the first ever show that we've done in the hours of daylight. It is Sunday the 21st of November, as I said, but it's also coming up to midday. Now, the reason for this is that I couldn't be bothered to record a show last night, which is a little bit naughty of me, but also Sunday is my lay-in day. So having got up and got myself feeling a little bit more human, I'm now in a position where I can record today's show. So thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining. I'm wondering how long it will take for us to be invaded, because of course the fact that it's weekend and it's daylight means that the children are around, so we may well get invaded by the children at some point over the next few minutes. Well, I hope you had a fantastic Saturday, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Do you realise, of course, this is not only the end of week three of Napod Pomo, it's also the start of the third of the month. So we're kind of heading towards the end, which is where the question of whether this stops on November the 30th or whether it continues. And we've got some feedback later on which will, you know, go towards that discussion. I'm still very interested to know what you feel and what you think about the whole daily show concept. Part of me would love it to continue, but then on the other hand, there's a commitment to be made. There are alternatives, but still want to know what you guys think. It sounds to me as though you're still enjoying the show, which is really good to hear. Maybe stop while we're ahead. I don't know. Let me know what you think. I'll be guided by you guys, obviously to the capacity of what I'm physically capable of. So we shall see. Now, tomorrow, you will get your show in the morning, first thing. It is my intention to get up at around about 4 o'clock in the morning, because I need to be at work nice and early so that myself, my boss and a couple of colleagues can start sorting out the mess from the office move this weekend. The last thing we want to do is tomorrow with people having to set up their desks and move things around and tidy things around. The idea is that we get in there early, get it all sorted out, so we only lose a couple of hours of the day, or just half the day. But we shall see. So you'll still get your show. It will be released around about 6 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be back to morning shows as of tomorrow. Betting music today is Mark Marshall's Film Funk, which we've used a couple of times already. Can't find my fader. There it is. I think of all of the albums that are coming through from Mark Marshall's former 444 project, the one I'm the most keen to listen to is the instrumental one. Because as much as the poppy rocky ones that are on New Eye are amazing and so different, the instrumental ones are the ones that I tend to listen to more. I tend to dig into and pick out the bits from more. So I'm really keen to see what kind of stuff comes out of those. Anyway, today's track is a bit of a statement. Now, a lot of artists, a lot of mainstream artists, are starting to recognise the importance of Podsafe music, recognise the importance of Podsafe, allowing podcasters to promote their music. But at the same time, the music they've already recorded is tied by the licensing agreement that's been set up between them and their management company. However, this next artist we're going to play is Clark Datchler, made a decision that, yeah, I've got a song here that I can't perform and I can't release as Podsafe because it's owned by my management company. So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record it again. And that is exactly what he did. This is Clark Datchler with Shattered Dreams.
Empty. Ah, 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 ah.
That was Clark Datchler with Shattered Dreams. I've just been looking into the history of that track. Shattered Dreams was originally a hit by Johnny Hates Jazz, as you probably already realised, back in March of 1987. May actually, I think it hit number 5 in the UK charts. And the interesting thing about it is that I've got the date of this track down as 2007. However, it is entirely possible that he actually recorded this version, this acoustic version, in 1990, only 3 years after the original one was released. So, yeah, not quite sure about that. Anyway, clarkdatchler.com, clarkdatchler.com is Clark's website. And I will, of course, put the links to that in the show notes. Now, interestingly enough, we were invaded. Cara came along a few minutes ago, sat down, put her headphones on, and then said, I want to go and see Mummy. So we missed out on the opportunity to be joined by one of my daughters, which is a shame. Anywho, we have had some feedback from yesterday's show, from the from day 20, from Jonathan TCPO, or as he was named in the Bugcast chat room on Friday night, Jonathan C3PO. No, don't. He says, the vision of you surrounded by podcasting technology, but being thwarted by a lack of illumination, save from the glow from your laptop, does add to the mental picture when listening to your shows. I know the candles are probably just for mood more than anything, but a random image of you two sat at the table, broadcasting to the world in the dark with just candles, conjures up a wartime resistance movement picture. Quote, we shall not be oppressed by your copyright-protected corporate music machine dictatorship. This is Dave and Caroline from the UK Podcast Resistance Movement. Viva la CC! He continues. I too, like Rowley, am really enjoying the daily shows, but I'm totally aware of what level of dedication and commitment this is required from you in the first two-thirds of this project. My selfish vote would be to say yes, I'd love to hear shows more frequently than once a week, although that longer show is a belter. Nice track today, I got Tori Amos out of it too. This is the Alison Tartellier song, Let It Go, that we played yesterday. I knew a guy that was her on-stage monitor engineer, says Jonathan. Cheers for today, Jonathan. Thanks, Jonathan, very much indeed for your feedback, and thank you for your vote as well. Much appreciated. Right, I think that's probably about it. I think we're going to end it there. I think I should turn that fader down. So, yes, it is. That is it for Sunday, the 21st of November. Thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining. Thanks for downloading and continuing to support this Napod Pomo project, which has been an absolute eye-opener for me, and I'm absolutely adoring it. It's such good fun to do. So, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will speak to you tomorrow morning. So until then, have good fun, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.